This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you. And now, a special broadcast taking on a unique problem for some very special people. Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight on That Kevin Show, from Christian Solidarity International, Todd Chatman and Rob Davis. From the Independent Women's Forum, Kelsey Bowler. And singer-songwriters Torrin Wells and Natalie Grant. And now, direct from Times Square, where Michael W. Smith found himself singing in the rain, here's That Kevin.
And our very special broadcast continues on this weekend. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for those that have called in the last hour. You felt compelled to do something about it. It is my birthday broadcast, and I am asking you, if you want to celebrate with me, would you consider giving a gift to liberate a human slave? 50 million people across the globe, and that's the most recent numbers we have, which are about a year old. And it's very hard to even know, as Todd Chatman said in hour one, it's very hard to even know if that's an accurate number, because not all of the countries report all of the slavery that is going on. But in 18 different specific countries, Christian Solidarity International, an organization I've been a spokesperson for going on, I want to say, my fifth year now, it has actually been in those 18 countries and fighting human trafficking and slavery with all they've got. I want to say a big thank you, by the way, to Torrin Wells in the last segment. I got to see him at the Andrea Bocelli film screening this week. And when I told him that we were doing what we were doing tonight, he gave his blessing on us using his song to help further that. As you may know, there are some Christian artists, there are some secular artists that have been fighting human trafficking and trying to bring it to the fore, raise the level of attention for it, and do something about it. And we're fortunate that tonight both Natalie Grant and Torrin Wells are doing exactly that. And coming up later this hour, Natalie Grant has a brand new song. It literally came out yesterday, and it's going to put a button on all that we're talking about tonight, but that's a little bit later. We've had some great conversation with some of the guests. The phone number is 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And I just want to take a second to say that there's a very, very personal story that has stuck in my mind visually ever since I heard it for the very first time. And it's not something that I experienced personally, but it was so profoundly impacting when I was told the story. I just want to tell you exactly what kind of drove my passion to do what we're doing tonight. And I hope this year that we can liberate in excess of maybe 190 to 200 slaves, because that is the urgent need. Every day that goes by that one of these women is kept in captivity, her chances of dying increases. And as we quickly take action to remove them from that situation, then we are extending their lives big time. And let me just say this, Christian Solidarity International is constantly on the cusp of a new liberation going underway, and we are on the cusp of a spring liberation for about 300 slaves into northern Sudan right now. We can't tell you the details or the time or any of that stuff, because it would jeopardize the operations of the slave retrievers as they are doing their work. But I want to tell you about a woman I will never forget, not only her story, but the response that she gave when she was, in fact, finally liberated. My friend Pastor Heidi McGinnis told me this story years ago. The woman's name is Achoke, and if you haven't noticed, some of the names in Sudan sound a little odd to us. They don't sound like normal names. It's not Sarah and David and Bill and Tom and all that stuff. But this woman, her name was Achoke. She was liberated on one of the retrievers' missions into northern Sudan and brought back to South Sudan safely. But that was after about 17 years in captivity. And in captivity, she remembers the day that she was taken, she remembers what she experienced, and she remembers nearly every trauma she's been visited with since. Here's where she was. On the day that she was taken into captivity, she and her whole family were working there at the home. She often would help her mom with stuff around the house, tending the garden, doing other things. And when the raiders came, several things happened very quickly. One, her mother knew that it was not going to be good, and she told Achoke to go hide out in the field somewhere and to try to not be seen. When they surrounded the house, Achoke, from that distance, saw her father murdered right in front of her eyes. They did find her. They found her sister. They found her mom. And they began to march all of them back to northern Sudan, which is how they transported the slaves. It was all on foot. And as they went along, there were other slaves that were brought into the mix. And as they went north, when someone would resist or not comply with instructions, etc., sometimes that person was beaten. Several of the women in the party were raped. They had their, sisters and mothers tortured right in front of their eyes. I mean, the level of stress and pain just in the journey was excruciating. And then when they arrived in northern Sudan, they separated them all. So her mom went to another slave master. Her sister went to a different slave master. And she, of course, went to the one that she was with. During her 17 years in captivity, she was consistently raped, not just by the slave master, but by his sons and his friends. He would use her as some sort of like bargaining chip when he was making deals with him. You know, well, you get to have her for the night. These would be the types of things that Achoke would endure. When she was finally liberated, after being told she was a terrible woman, could never be a good Muslim woman because good Muslim women would never have taken a Christian name, but she was allowed to redeem herself if she self-circumcised. And as she was told to do that, she was given literally the lid of a tin can and told, there's a river over there, go do it there. She got an infection, nearly died from that, surprisingly survived. Every day she was there, she was called this name that is so vile and so potent. We can't even fully use it on American broadcast because it's so profane. But basically, if you bred humans with dogs, that's what they would be called. That's what they would call these women. So dehumanizing. Every day, nonstop, sunrise to sundown. They didn't really feed her. If she got scraps of food, it was because something was left on the table after the family ate. The slave master's wives hated her because she would have opportunity to have his attention when the wives wanted him to have attention for them. She bore a child, and that child was taken from her when she was when it was weaned. And after all of this, when she was brought back to South Sudan, she was asked, you know, how are you feeling? And she said, I am so thankful to be free. She gave such great, great gratitude, so thankful to be free. And when she found out that it had been people in the United States that had provided the services for the slave retriever and now for her bag of hope, which was all the stuff she needed to start her life over, she began to weep. And Pastor Heidi asked her, she said, are you okay? And she took Pastor Heidi by both shoulders and she said, I'm so thankful to God. I don't deserve any of this, but I'm so thankful. But promise me this. Promise me you'll keep telling the Christians to not stop bringing the slaves home until every last one is out. That includes the son that she lost. That includes other people that she knew, her sister, her mom. Friends, that's why we do this. At its peak, Sudan, northern Sudan, had about 185 South Sudanese women and children in custody as slaves. Because of people's faithfulness over the years, that number is down to about 35,000. Some of the children we are actually being able to now liberate as well. But we can't do it without your help. And that $250 gift gives them everything they need to start their life over again. It gives them food. It gives them materials to sleep on and to build a tent and a tarp with. It gives them the utensils to garden, cook, and fish with. It gives them grain to not only eat sorghum grain, which is very durable, but it gives them seed for another year's worth of food to be created for them. And they also get the she-goat, the little she-goat that makes milk and cheese, the little she-goat that they can breed and sell the kids from so that they have additional revenue and a way to support themselves. Friends, your $250 gift tonight does all of that. And there are 192 women that need to be liberated this year. We've already found their names. We've already started the process. But we need the bags of hope to help them when they get relocated back home. And then the party starts. They go home, and their families and their churches and their community people go crazy because they haven't seen some of them in 15 to 30 years. 888-342-1010. Please call now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. My birthday liberation show on That Kevin Show from New York. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to a special edition of That Kevin Show. We are hoping throughout the efforts of tonight's broadcast to not only raise your awareness about what is going on with captivity and slavery on planet Earth, but providing a means to do something about it. And that's why that number continues to be on your screen, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And I know that this is the first time we've done this on this particular broadcast, but for people that have been familiar with our work in the past on the Radio Night Live show and on my weekday show, my next guest is no stranger to any of you because he has been with me in a variety of capacities, but most recently and most consistently with his work as the head of the U.S. operations for CSI International. And they are based out of Southern California, but kind of spread out all over the country in terms of the staff. And Rob Davis joins us from his home office tonight. Rob, it's a special evening. Thank you for taking time out to be with us.
No, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
We've been hearing a lot of stories about slavery on planet Earth. And I wanted to come to you because while Todd and I are able to do some more granular, like microscoping of some specific individuals, I wanted to get for people that are joining us for the first time, kind of a 35,000 foot view of what CSI does, because it's more than just liberating slaves that are in the Sudan. In fact, we don't know this. A lot of us don't, but slavery is worse than it's ever been on planet Earth.
Yeah, you know, there are a number of things that we deal with. Here in the United States, most often we're associated with slavery in Sudan, as you mentioned. And slavery, you know, here in the United States is something we don't think of very often. And the reality of the situation is there are slaves who have been taken, you know, from their homes in South Sudan and captured by Muslims in the north. They've been enslaved in some cases for over 30 years. We've got people in Pakistan who have been captured and because of their faith in Jesus are making bricks and in slavery in that regard. One of the ones that we do hear a little bit more about that CSI is involved in also is sex slavery in places like India. But it is surprising once you dig a little bit to find that there are captives throughout the world, largely in the Middle Eastern region. But it's, again, something that we don't often talk about here, but more widespread than anybody would actually imagine.
Some people may not realize it. If you've only heard me talking about slavery and the Sudan issue, CSI, while we're on the ground, busy, working hard in each of these situations to try to impact the difference, there's another level of CSI that is integrating conversation with world leaders and having, you know, high-level negotiations and discussions about policy that needs to be seen. And I know, Rob, that our good friend Dr. John Eibner is kind of the point person on all of that. He's the head of CSI globally. But I know that he often lives in frustration because politicians don't want to hear that we have more slavery on planet Earth now than ever in our history.
Well, absolutely. And Dr. Eibner is feverishly at work in that arena that you just articulated. And you know, the sad situation is that for the most part here in the United States, and I love our country, it's the best country on earth. But here in the United States, the things that are most expedient politically are the things that our politicians are paying attention to. So, for example, you mentioned the Armenians and Azerbaijan. There's no political gain. There's no political gain for the U.S. in that situation. So here's an entire people group who face extinction. And And for the most part, the United States stands by and kind of watches and lets it happen. Another situation is, you know, Nigeria was taken off the terrorist watch list. There are terrorist acts against Christians almost weekly in that country. But again, there's no real political gain for our leaders here in the United States to become involved. So it goes largely undealt with and unnoticed.
Well, and it, and the West is similar in its regard across the board. And I know that Dr. Eibner spends much of his time trying to make the case and just demonstrate the need. I also know that one of your staff members has been very good recently with some congressional members, getting them to at least acknowledge the problem in Azerbaijan. And we're hoping that that committee, of which Nicole Malliotakis, who I helped support get elected here in the New York area, is a member of, I'm hopeful that there will be action that goes forward on that. Rob, when we talk about the global scope of CSI, it is it strikes me that I don't hear about a lot of organizations that take these topics on. Now, there may be more than what I'm hearing about, but my email address gets around. I've got pretty much everybody on the planet sending me stuff, as you can imagine and attest to. But CSI has stayed at this task. They have been kind of uniform in their focus to never let the foot off the gas in terms of the persecution of people, particularly for religious discrimination, particularly Christians around the globe. Why is there such a determination in this very small band? Your office staff, I think you can count on one hand, globally almost. But why is this small band of people so committed to these issues?
You know, Kevin, these are our brothers and sisters. And just to express again, you know, we mentioned Dr. Eibner's frustration. I would just implore your listeners tonight, do a little digging. You know, go to our website. Here in the United States, it's CSI-USA.org. Take a look at the widespread persecution, the captives throughout the world, and you realize that there are tens and hundreds of thousands of our Christian brothers and sisters. I mean, just because they live halfway around the world doesn't mean that we're not part of the same family of God. Yeah. And I think we have a responsibility to do something about that. Sadly, we all, and myself included, tend to be selfish. We tend to look at the things that are immediately in front of us. We tend to look at the initiatives that our particular church happens to be engaged in at any given moment. And for the most part, people aren't worrying about people who are being slaughtered halfway around the world or who are being starved out halfway around the world, largely because in the case of the situations we deal with, they believe in Jesus and don't profess Allah. So, yeah. You know, it boils down to that. But it's something I would just ask you to start praying about. Start, if nothing else, we'd love for you to support us financially. You know, that's part of what we're doing tonight. But if you just make a commitment to be somewhat more aware, pray for your brothers and sisters. They're brothers and sisters. They profess the name of Jesus just like we do.
And friends, it helps if you have resources. So as Rob suggested, going to CSI-USA.org is a really great place to start, and you can find much, much more there on the homepage. The phone number tonight to help liberate one human being is 888-342-1010 for $250. You can take them from a condition of slavery and death into brand new life. And friends, I'm urging you to help us do this. We have nearly 100 that need to be liberated, and we are always on the cusp of just sending a new party to liberate more. So who knows, your gift could even help someone in the very near future. 888-342-1010. Coming right back from New York.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says the rule of law is a tremendous threat to Western civilization. While speaking at a rally Saturday in Waco, Texas, Trump said the biggest threat to America is high-level politicians that work in the United States government. An outbreak of tornadoes and strong thunderstorms across Mississippi and Alabama has killed at least 26 people. The rural towns of Silver City and Rolling Fork, about 60 miles northeast of Jackson, Mississippi, bore the brunt of damage. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been released from a physical therapy facility. He suffered a concussion and rib fracture after a fall earlier this month. Florida Atlantic is the first team to reach the Final Four at the NCAA men's basketball tournament this evening. The Owls edging Kansas State 79-76. John Wick Chapter 4 is projected to pull in $70 million this weekend at the box office. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, That Kevin Show from New York. Thank you for being with us. You may notice a little bit more of a somber tone of the bumpers and the band and everybody else tonight. It's all because we're focused on this very serious topic. We want to have fun. We love having fun. But when you understand that there are very sad things happening to people that are unjust on planet Earth, and that we could do something about it. That's the important part. You can't really be responsible for things that you don't know anything about. I get that. But if you are listening tonight, you're hearing stories and you're understanding the need and you have the opportunity to respond, I'm asking you to do that. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. Rob Davis of Christian Solidarity International rejoins us. And Rob, one of the things I've always loved about the Slave Liberation Project, specifically in Sudan, is that for all of the pain and the horror that the individual slaves go through in becoming slaves and in existing as slaves, serving their slave masters, being ritualistically raped and mutilated and everything else that can be done to a slave. They are literally abused in every way possible, physically, verbally, sexually, emotionally. There's not a way that they're not abused in their existence. But for all of that pain and for all of that hurt, when they know that an Arab retriever is coming to free them and they make that journey to South Sudan, they may not believe it right at first, but when they arrive, there is this unrepentant joy that I think runs as highly into the heavens as the depths of despair do when they are in those darkest moments. Just talk to us about the unique thing that slave liberation is in Sudan.
Yeah, slave liberation, I mean, really, it's you're reborn, right? You've been enslaved. In some cases, I was just reading the story of a lady who had been enslaved for 30 years. Many of these people that we are reaching specifically in that country were taken into slavery in the 1980s.
As very small children.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They were out. I was just reading a story of a girl who was out taking care of cattle in her uncle's farm. She used the words, it was very peaceful. We never feared for our safety. And then all of a sudden, Arab men came and captured them. And in a blink of an eye, their life was changed for the last 30 some odd years. They didn't give up hope. Most of the stories include people who are praying for God to hear their prayers and bring them home again. But imagine their families who were left behind in many cases, or relatives or churches or wherever they left, receiving them back. And they throw a literal party for these people. There's dancing and hollering and rejoicing and, you know, something like I think you and I have never seen.
It's the prodigal son on steroids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, after a certain period of time, let's just be honest, people begin to give up hope.
Right.
Where were they taken? Were they even left alive? Because in so many of these situations also, you know, when somebody objects or somebody tries to resist, the Arabs just shoot them.
Friends, it's really hard to describe the joy that it brings, but if I could compare it to the sadness that they experience, it's probably equally intense. And that is what you create, friend, when you call the number that's on your screen, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. We have a very simple click-through right there, and you can give your gift literally in under 2 minutes. But I would urge you tonight to think, how can I make a difference? Maybe you turn this on not expecting to find this. Maybe you were looking for some laughs and some lighthearted fun. Tonight it's more serious. But what's the reason why you're intersecting with this? You're here for a reason. This is a divine appointment. Someone wanted you to see what we're doing so that you could actually make a difference in someone's life. And because of many of your faithfulness, over the last few years, 2,000 to 3,000 human beings have literally been liberated from your efforts, and we are grateful for every one of those. But there are, Rob, your estimate at CSI is between 35,000 and 40,000 still remain, down from a high of 185,000 or something like that at its peak. There's been a lot of liberation that has happened, but there are still many more to go.
Yeah, there are tens of thousands. It's hard to tell because many are born into slavery as well, Kevin.
Rob Davis of Christian Solidarity International, thank you for your efforts, and thank you for giving us the honor of being able to serve the captives and the slaves. We love doing that here, and we want to continue to help.
Well, it's been our pleasure for many years. Thanks for all that you and everybody who's listening have done for so long, Kevin. We appreciate it.
Kevin McCullough, That Kevin Show continues on this very special edition from New York.
Stick around for more of That Kevin next. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin.
All right, we're back Kevin. From New York tonight. Kind of a serious, somber tone to the show tonight. We usually like to laugh and have a lot of fun. It's sometimes easy to do that, especially when you don't want to face the harsh realities of what's going on planet Earth these days. But I find that once you do know about certain things, at least my conscience won't let me rest until we do something about them. And that's why on my daily radio show, we take on things like the gender issues, particularly the transitioning, the detransitioning work that is going on. The administration is trying to get as many kids as possible to transition, and groups like Independent Women's Forum are saying, hey, wait a minute, that's not a good idea. Let's just put the brakes on right there. Kelsey Bowler is back with us here in hour two, and the idea that there may be 50 million human slaves or human trafficked individuals across the globe, and
the need for us to step up and do something about that, to say, no, we do believe in social justice, but it's not the way we describe it here in the U.S. It's actually trying to achieve some level of justice for those caught in the injustice of it.
Absolutely. And this brings up international organizations such as the United Nations, which we should all be able to support theoretically. But unfortunately, we've seen these international organizations get weaponized and get politically corrupted to prioritize policies such as gender ideology over actual human rights, the very abuses we're talking about today, slavery, sex slavery, women being forced into child marriages. These are true international issues that need our attention, and it's unfortunate to see these international bodies that are supposed to be there for, you know, these very reasons, to protect the most vulnerable, to ensure that the worst human rights abuses that could exist will no longer exist. And unfortunately, they are. I think all of these organizations need to get their priorities realigned. And look, United States and even the United Nations can't be the world's police. We can't solve all the complicated geopolitical problems that exist in these different countries where these types of slaveries, you know, do still exist. But this should be the primary focus of international human bodies. And unfortunately, you know, I know the Biden administration, when we see them putting out press releases about the UN, it's prioritizing their own personal pet projects over actual human rights abuses. And this is actually an instance where having the first female vice president, Kamala Harris, would be nice to have her voice on a non-political issue like this, something that everybody can and should agree on. Unfortunately, we don't hear her voice much on the world stage, as a strong female figure combating these types of abuses.
And women are primarily the victims of them. Friends, I just want to repeat, most of the overwhelming majority of human slavery and human trafficking is victimizing women, vulnerable women, particularly young girls. And that's why we're fighting back tonight, asking you to help us liberate one at a time. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. Kelsey, talk to me about how you personally were shaken by this issue when you first started looking into it.
Yeah, that brings me back to college, which used to feel not too long ago, but times are changing. And I went in, I decided to be an international affairs major, actually, after being exposed to a lot of the abuses that were happening. You know, I realized I was ignorant or naive, combination of both, on a lot of these issues. And I realized as a member of the most free society in the world, a woman no less, I had an opportunity, perhaps even an obligation, to use my voice to speak out about the true human rights abuses that women face worldwide. That doesn't mean women here in the United States can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Certainly injustices do still exist, but there's a big difference between an injustice and an inequality. And that's what we're talking about here, inequalities that women face on the world stage and all these different types of enslavements that are still occurring. And too often I see the liberal feminists in the United States equating injustices with inequalities. And that's what needs to change. And sure, yes, I am all for fighting injustices, but it's inequalities that we need to focus on, because these are the worst types of inequalities. And the fact, again, I repeat, that they're still happening in the year 2023 is an atrocity.
It's not just that they are happening, friend. Those of you watching and listening, it is that they are happening worse than they ever have, at over 50 million people globally held in captivity of some sort. And we can't solve all of that, as Kelsey just said. There's no way. But what we can do is align ourselves with organizations that are doing the right thing. And I was very proud that Christian Solidarity International led the way in leading the governments of the world to end the Sudanese civil war when it did. It got President Bush's administration at the time involved, and they created the newest nation on earth, South Sudan, out of that. But there was no interest in the countries that were involved to say that the slaves had to be liberated. And so Christian Solidarity International has continued to work in northern Sudan, and one by one, over the last number of years, helping see more than 100,000 slaves set free. About 185,000 was the max that we believe were in captivity at the highest peak. Over the last several years, you and your friends watching this, being part of this, listening to my shows, we've helped liberate more than 3,000 just with our little universe of people. So thank you for your faithfulness. But friends, there's 192 that we've identified, and we need your help. We need it right now. It's 888-342-1010, or you can go online to bringherhome.org. $250. Liberates and sets free with an entire start over kit for them that we call the Bag of Hope. It includes food, shelter, a she goat for commerce and nutritional dietary value, etc. But we need your help. 888-342-1010. Go right now.
Stick around for more of That Kevin next. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that cabin.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's spending some of her own proceeds from her recordings to stop slavery. Here's Natalie Grant.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause where you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. And every time you call out, you're a little less alone. And oh, and if you only say the word, oh, from across the silence, your voice is heard. And oh, even when the dark comes crashing through, streaming in,
you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you'll only look around,
you will be found.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.